Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello. This is RTR Truth Media. Myself, Chris Switzer, the Freedom Ministry, of course, the founder and host of RTR Truth, Tom Lacavera Stewart, and we also have Rachel Tobias as well. So it's going to be a great show. Of course, everything in the news right now is overshadowed by what? COVID-19. The coronavirus, of course. And I'm starting to see, as probably some of you are, the real effects of the coronavirus panic. The panic is often worse than the pandemic itself, if you can call it a pandemic, right? For example, this is my real testimony in my real life. A close family friend of ours was helping my daughter's godmother go shopping. Literally, she felt scared to go alone. She wanted a male with her because of how hostile she saw shoppers the day prior. I kid you not. So that's why she was going with, you know, a family friend in the first place, a man, you know, my age. So they go to Costco, and in Costco, they literally witnessed a fist fight. A fist fight broke over silly products like water, toilet paper. I'm not joking. This is happening already. It's all been, you know, talked about in TV shows and movies. They love it. They love boasting. They love showing you what they're doing because they think they're so freaking clever. Wait, watch Contagion, right? Watch it. The panic-demic. It's a panic-demic. It's fabricated. It's artificial. They create these things. That's what they do. And if you watch over in Israel, if you follow Benjamin Netanyahu or the Prime Minister of Israel's YouTube channel, you'll see how things are progressing over there. Oh, they keep saying they're coming out with a vaccine in Israel. Oh, it's right on its way. It's right on its way. It's coming.
Been working.
It's coming.
They've been
they're working on it.
Yo, I have an interesting just food for thought. Is it funny to anybody else how this is hitting Iran worse than anywhere else?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, it is.
I just can't see that as a coincidence in this. No. Because MERS, which is, you know, what you catch from this thing is Middle East. You know, that's what ME and RS, that's what the ME and MERS stands for. So this is just seems to me like really, really fishy because, first of all, you got the election thing going on, right? So they might suspend any kind of changes or whatever might happen to that. So Netanyahu's sailing for that. Remember when he said 9/11 was good for Israel? Well, it looks like this virus is good for Netanyahu. And whenever that something is good for Netanyahu, that psychopath, I'm sorry. I don't like to blame Israel for everything. That's just, you know, I'm not that guy. But this time. Yeah, I think I might feel some kind of way about that, man.
Hey, Tom, did you see how not only the elections, but over in Israel, they also suspended his indictment trial?
Yes. Yeah, I meant to mention that, too. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Absolutely. See, that's what I mean. It's just it's too convenient. Then Trump parades this guy. Off the top of my head, I can't remember his name, but parades this guy out in front of the American public, says this might last for a year and a half. Could come to find out this guy was a lobbyist for Eli Lilly. Trump, who doesn't want the insiders, you know, he's not going to have any of the lobbyists. And he's parading them out in front of the media. I can't believe he had the audacity to do that. You would think he'd try and keep a little bit of a low profile with that. But nope. Not praising Trump. Not take the guns first. Worry about the process later, Trump.
Yep. It's good for the game. Yeah, I mean, this is like stage managed. I mean, it's so blatant. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it is, man.
It's so obvious. The sanctions were not working on Iran. So they threw in a little COVID-19 into the mix, and now the sanctions are crippling.
And look, you know, look at what everybody's buying, right? Let's look at the NASA study, because they told us, first of all, what these items were going to be, what was going to run out first. So what did everybody do? The sheep, mindless sheep will do. They ran out and bought those very things. And all of the shelves are bare from toilet paper and what is it? Toilet paper and what else? Anyway, toilet paper is the biggest one, right? So let's, in the time of a crisis, let's not go get colloidal silver, because silver will kill bacteria and viruses. Let's not go get food first. No, let's go get disposable toilet paper. Dude, if worst comes to worst, you could jump in the shower. There's 100 different ways you can do it without using toilet paper. I would not waste my money if I was, like, you know, hard up, but I would not waste my money on a disposable piece of paper. My grandmother made it through World War II depression, and she raised me. So maybe I'm a little bit old school, old fashioned. But when it comes to certain things, man, just watching these sheeple losing their minds over toilet paper, it just blew my mind, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. And got this movement order, you know, to stop all movement from the, you know, deputy, Secretary of Defense, March 13, 2020, of course, Friday the 13th, subject, stop movement for all domestic travel for DOD components.
Oh, yeah, here goes the martial law.
Disease 2019.
Oh, God.
Yep, and it says the continuing spread of the 2019 novel coronavirus, COVID-19, necessitates immediate implementation of travel restrictions for domestic Department of Defense travel. These restrictions are necessary to preserve force readiness, limit the continuing spread of the virus, and preserve the health and welfare of service members, DOD civilian employees and their families, and the local communities in which we live. And this is the memo itself I'm actually reading from, of course. This memorandum applies to all DOD military and civilian personnel and their families assigned to DOD installations, facilities, and surrounding areas in the United States and its territories. All DOD military personnel will stop movement while this memorandum is in effect. In addition, DOD civilian personnel and DOD family members whose transportation is government-funded will also stop movement. This policy applies to permanent change of station, PCS, and temporary duty. Additionally, until the domestic travel restrictions prescribed above are lifted, DOD components may only onboard civilian employees within the local commuting area, and military members are only authorized local leave in accordance with service policy.
I'm sorry. Our producer just made a point. He said, "Well, I'm sorry. That hit me off guard. That's just not fair, man. That's not fair. Okay, let's share with the audience. What do you say? From a different angle, this is what our producer just said. From a different angle, that was a hell of a fast way to convert millions of people into preppers overnight. The preppers that have been, prepper, you have to come under suspicion from Homeland Security. So that makes the entire nation under suspicion of Homeland Security. But we already knew that. Let me throw one quote at you real quick. Here's from RFK Jr. Now, look, folks, I will defend the position of getting justice for the murder of Jack and Bobby Kennedy. I'm not a Democrat. I disagree with the Kennedy family in a lot of their political positions. But I do actually really believe that JFK had some semblance of an attack of conscience or something when he was in office. Tried to do something about it, and I think it got him whacked out. And Michael Collins Piper and a lot of other people all feel it came from the same – even Vanunu, the guy they put in jail for their nuclear scientist – came out of jail and said, "Yep, Israel did Kennedy." So, I mean, I don't know how he would know that. He's a smart man. So, I mean, I don't know how he would have direct knowledge of that, but he could. And he certainly would have a better chance at direct knowledge than I would have. So, I take his word as meaning something, because I know that they stole nukes anyway. So, the credibility thing. But I want to say that only because these days I don't really support any political entity. I've withdrawn from that whole that whole left-right paradigm thing, because I see it for the cult that it is. But here's a good quote from RFK Jr., who is really, I do actually believe, again, I believe he's really trying to make a positive improvement in things. I don't think that it's out of line to quote from. So this is what he says. The CDC, who is giving us all this wonderful information, is not an independent agency. It is a vaccine company. The CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells about $4.6 billion of vaccines every year. This gives the federal government it's really conflict of interest for them to even be talking about vaccines if they're making money off of patents off of vaccines. There's no way in any court that you would bring somebody in who is that biased to testify on behalf of something. So I kind of take it like that. What are we thinking? We have, that's corporate fascism, isn't it?
It would seem that way to me.
Wow. Is Rachel with us? I would love to hear what she has to say about that. Is she with us today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you guys. And also,
No.
Sorry, I have a lot of links to contribute to the show. So I've been awesome. Sorry about that.
No.
I kind of want to segue away from what you're saying.
Let you do it.
No, it's cool. So a couple of things real fast. I found a lot of, when we're ready to talk about it, I found a lot of links where people in various states, like governors, mayors, are exploiting the situation and pretty much calling for executive powers and doing things like banning the sale of guns and ammo or...
They're banning the sale of guns and ammo in a time of a crisis where people might try and rob you? Are you...
Yes.
Now
I don't.
Shall not be
they're limiting the sale of milk and water and diapers. Yes.
Don't quote me on this, but did Trump order an act? I think it starts with a T that basically says like you cannot ban sales of certain things during an emergency.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of it?
Applies. I understand. I forget the name of it, but that would that would only apply as I understand. That would only apply to 14th Amendment citizens and corporations and private entities. I don't believe that covers the actual government itself.
Government,
and speaking
correct.
Of, okay. Speaking of, what about Cuomo? Did you see that whole, they're going into business selling, get this. Oh, this drives me crazy. Cuomo does this press conference where they're now selling hand sanitizer that's made by the state. And it's cheaper than all the competitors, and challenging all the competitors that it's a better product and it's a far cheaper product. Yeah, you know why? Because they're using prisoners as slave labor. Can you believe that?
Ding ding ding.
And he got on mainstream media on TV, and he sat here and he did this infomercial. I swear to God, I could not. This is not an SNL. It's not Saturday Night Live, folks. This is for real. People are losing their freaking minds.
Have we not learned anything from Russia?
Oh my God, dude!
So Tom, I said this is the new age of. A couple of things because there's quite a bit to cover, so I just want to stay organized. But the new prohibition is bootleg moonshine sanitizer that you can make in a toilet or your bathtub. That's the new product on the underground market, right? So he hired hired is a weird word to use, but ordered prisoners to create the sanitizer and said it has a floral bouquet to it. And not only that,
I'm finding
continuous other articles basically saying that he's using, there's the National Guard in Westchester as a form of martial law to keep people quarantined. And I just found an article recently, this is from Houston Chronicle. Governor Cuomo uses Army Corps to help fight the virus spread. And it basically is from today. And it's saying the Army Corps of Engineers should be mobilized to help the coronavirus by equipping facilities like military bases or college dormitories to serve as temporary medical centers. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Sunday. So it's just, and again, and I've seen other things like New York State basically wanting to pay all state workers that are under quarantine and not working to pay, their entire time. And I saw the emergency, I think the House just passed like an emergency bill, and I read through that. It's not actually that long. I think it's called like a family. Hold on 1 minute. What is it called? It's like the family. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm trying to send this. I'm trying to send an audio link over to our producer, Cuomo.
Where is it? Well, it's crazy because there's a lot to keep track of, because not only is the federal government going insane, but people in various states as well. What is the bill that they're trying to pass? Well, anyway, so I believe, yeah, protecting your family. It's like a protection of family bill, and it's supposed to support like all kinds of people. It's basically like a welfare bill. And I'm not saying we shouldn't help other people. It's just most of the moves that I see the state doing, instead of, let's say, to be consistent, instead of banning flights from Wuhan originally months ago when they knew that something was going on, you know, the flights were continuing, or having a quarantine, what New York State, for example, is doing is they just banned any event that has over 500 people from happening, but they're keeping schools open. So some schools have closed, the ones where they've had students test positive, but for the most part, they're keeping certain large venues open. So according to that logic and consistency, that doesn't make any sense. If you're saying you don't want any events in, you know, Manhattan that can host 500 people to be open, why keep schools open? So a lot of parents are pretty upset about this. And I've seen other articles saying that some parents, the only way for their kids to get lunch and I guess have somewhere to go is if the schools stay open. So I think a lot of things, because of this virus situation, whatever you want to call it, is kind of exposing a lot of problems with our society and a lot of problems with the system. Why are there situations where the school is basically being used as a babysitting service for these kids, you know?
They're revealing the fact that it's an institution. It's not, school is not what most people even think. You know, there was somebody that did a little expose presentation on this. I think it was Josie the Outlaw. Remember her? She did a prison by any other name is what it's called. If you guys get a chance to check this out, in the chat room, go ahead and see if you can find that link. A prison by any other name by Josie the Outlaw. And I tell you what, man, I already knew before I watched this, but man, did she make some points that just you can't escape. I mean, it's mandated. Wow. The whole thing, she takes you through the whole step, comparing it to a prison. Man, I tell you what, by the time I was done, I was like, yeah, that's pretty much what it was like. Yeah. You know, because when I went to, I went to military academy, it was different because at least they made you think for yourself. And when I went, to Friends School, which is a Quaker school, again, when I walked into my first history class there, the teacher had a subject up on the chalkboard. He said, your assignment is to find me the answers. Answers to what? Tell me about it. Dig. Find something that not everybody talks about it. Do something interesting. And I tell you what, that class made me want to get up and go to school. I was excited.
I think we have a couple callers waiting online. I don't know if we still have Mike in Kentucky, but we also have somebody else.
Oh, hey. Keep an eye on that for you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. I was trying to be quiet. He punched me in a minute or two ago, but I was trying to not interrupt. There's probably three different types of main types of cold viruses besides the rhinovirus, coronavirus being one of those. But I don't know about it in view all, but I was always taught they were never going to be able to cure or come up with a vaccine or anything for the common cold because it mutates so often. And the supposed concept for why vaccines work is that you design your vaccine for the antigen protein features. And
hold on a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're going to commercial. What a time to get. Hold on. Just stay there because I want to get back to that. I'll be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but no base, both the straits of fear.
I don't know what happened there with Tom. I think his audio might have cut out. Do we still have Mike from Kentucky? Mic cut out?
Yeah, I was just apologizing to Mike. Mike, sorry, we had to go to commercial when you were getting to the meat and potatoes.
No big deal. I'm used. No big deal. You got to pay the freight, as the expression goes. But no, I just ran across this story in the last day or two. You do, it's nothing's free, hardly, the way they do things in our economy.
I don't know if you know this or not. A lot of us do this, these shows. We don't get paid for it. We support the network. We have our day jobs that maintain us.
Yeah.
But we rock on, though.
Hopefully you can get some little remuneration from what I like to call the constructive fraud that is the internet. I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on there. for lack of a better term. But scientists claim it's pure luck that they were working on a coronavirus vaccine prior to the outbreak. I don't know if you'd heard this or not, but they are set to make a mint off of all this fear, and it's this Israelis, even if they say, we're going to give it away for free to the world. You know, they don't want any royalties or whatever. It's still going to be a lot of cost in manufacturing. It won't be free. Somebody's going to have to pay for this. And all the companies that are lined up to distribute and administer this vaccine will be making an absolute mint. Now, it'd be an absolutely great excuse to say, look, we cannot allow you to go back out into public until you get this vaccine. And to assure socially people aren't panicked when they see you, you're going to have to give you a 2D barcode. Where do you want it, on your hand or your forehead?
No. He mic dropped off. Mike?
Darn it.
No, I'm still here.
That was interesting.
Mike. Darn it. I was just getting into that.
And I was actually going to agree with him. He's absolutely right. Last show that we had, one of our callers brought up the Perbright Institute, Lord Perbright Rothschild, which actually also shows that there's a patent, you know, patent number 10,130,701 by the Perbright Institute, okay, out of Surrey, UK, the United Kingdom, okay, British, the Brits, okay, are the ones who seemingly have created this. It goes back to the black nobility and the royal families who have been leading the things from the back scenes or behind the scenes, if you will, for a long time. We have U.S. Merck involved. We have German Boehringer or Ingelheim. We have the British Wellcome Trust, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. There's your Bill Gates connection. Okay. This is all heavily funded by the Perbright Institute, which is also a Rothschild connection. And it goes on and on, and it goes to show you that, yes, this was all started prior to, you know, this time period. This stuff has been started back as early as February 9th, 2017. They were operating and doing vaccines out of Mariel, it's called, the manufacturing facility at the Perbright Institute. So what that guy was talking about is absolutely true from, you know, at least what I'm reading. Makes 100% sense.
Yeah, Chris, I just wanted to say real fast that we have – I'm so happy to note that we have, like, such intelligent callers who really know their stuff. And we know how this all connects to the Agenda 2030 for the UN to try to grab resources from various people. We also know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, their involvement with the simulation of a coronavirus during the event 201, which met with the Economic Forum. I mean, these are things a lot of alternative media has discussed. And recently, Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft – from his Microsoft company as the CEO and said, well, I want to focus on my philanthropy. And there's an interesting website to go check out. I know, right? Called ID2020.org. It's a website that Microsoft, it's an organization Microsoft is in works with. And it's saying that the digital ID is a human right for people, which is very creepy, saying that people should have access. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, Tom, there's a website called ID2020, which Microsoft is involved with. ID2020.org. A bunch of different companies came together and said, we have this manifesto to declare that human beings have a human right to have a digital ID so they can access their information. And they talk about privacy and blah, blah, blah. But it's incredibly creepy, and I've seen some people speculate, you know, are they going to create a vaccine that has some kind of chip in it that will serve as a connection to this digital ID? And if you actually think about it, think about, like, the Holocaust and, you know, people having a number on their arm, and I think of that, and I'm like, this terrifies me, you know? And we think of all these coincidences. You've got Bill Gates stepping down from his Microsoft company, but Microsoft is involved in this ID 2020. There's a lot of things.
Israel is involved.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, and every time you mention the Holocaust, I have to lay a disclaimer out there before I get emails. What she means is the event in which certain religious Jews were incarcerated by the ones who planned it, which were the Bolshevik communist Jews, Zionists, who planned on stealing Palestine and put them through misery and then end up raping the German people. You mean that event?
Yes, that one.
But yeah, Chris, I want to add to that. Like, I am in general suspicious of the article saying here's this temple that serves as like what a community should look like during the coronavirus outbreak. Like in general, I think those are odd, but at the same time, in New York, wow, we do have martial law going on in Westchester. So I don't think any community is really exempt from this, the totality of the New World Order at the same time.
No, we're not exempt from the totality of idiocracy. I swear to God, I go out anymore and I look around and it seems like I'm looking at people who are literally watering their crops with Gatorade because it has electrolytes. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Dude, it's got what plants crave.
And the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation goes deeper than even this. I'm watching a CNBC video. I'm including it in my COVID-19 video I'm making, where Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded the geoengineering programs via MIT and Harvard that I've been talking about for a while now.
Didn't you know
Solar Shield with chemtrails, etc.
Yeah. Don't you know if we work really hard on vaccines?
In this hey,
Chris, didn't you know if we work really hard on vaccines, like Gates says, we can reduce the population of the world by, you know, the percentage needed to combat global warming and all that. I was under the impression that vaccines, they were purporting, made you healthy and prevented you from dying. But how are we going to reduce the population? That was a bone that slipped out of his mouth. He turned around, he tried to put that back in the gate with this excuse. The excuse was worse than the...
My friend Derek at the Conscious Resistance Network released a good video today talking about the swine flu and how a lot of people were hurt after, you know, everyone in that era was told to go out and get a vaccine, and how so many people ended up becoming injured from that vaccine, either becoming paralyzed or something going on. I certainly wouldn't trust a vaccine. I'm not necessarily an anti-vax person. However,
in this particular case,
I would not take a coronavirus vaccine personally.
No, my position on 2020
swine flu virus.
Yeah, my position on vaccines are this: if they're not being pushed down my throat, then I will research them and see if the contents of that meet with my comfort. And you know, there have been vaccines in the past that have saved a lot of lives. But that being said, now that we're in a day and age of some really nefarious, crooked I mean, dude, you have the governor of all of New York pimping out his prisoners to make a buck. I mean, come on. Really?
By the way, Tom,
I'm sorry, real fast.
I do want to pull up, you know, the idea, because I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, if we had no government, how would people respond to a pandemic? But at the same time, I want to argue, I mean, look at how the governments are responding to the pandemic with these executive orders, for instance, by the mayor of Louisiana, the mayor of Champaign, Illinois, saying you can't buy and sell ammo and guns in the middle of a declared emergency.
Yeah, I'd say go to hell with that.
Yeah. So the way that the states and the government.
This is thesis, antithesis, synthesis.
Well, let me ask another question. That creates another problem. So, say I'm a gun store owner, right? I own a gun store, right? And the state turns around and says, oh, because of this event that has absolutely nothing to do with guns, we're going to tell you that you're not allowed to sell your product anymore. You have a mortgage? Oh, let me tell you something, folks. These politicians passing that law, right there, that is not only an attack on our rights, that is an attack on a private industry, on business itself. Literally, they're driving these people. These people have bills to pay. You know, they go to work like everybody else.
Here in New Jersey, too. It's affecting us all over the place.
You also have the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates and then basically pumping money into the stock market, and pretty much there's going to be a recession, like, no matter what, which will hurt people more than this virus will. That's another thing a lot of people don't understand.
The Trump video, Trump calling for negative interest rates and encouraging the Federal Reserve to do so when he was over in the East Asia summit in Vietnam, you know, when True News was covering it over there. Trump was actually talking about negative interest rates. Come on.
Man, True News, people. Man. You mentioned True News. Man, yeah. Let me tell you something, dude. The censorship. Folks, I don't know if you remember this. I mentioned it last week, but I uploaded a video. I haven't uploaded a video in a while, right? So I'm making this presentation. And as part of this presentation that I'm making, I went and I found a clip of JFK's speech to the press. They call it the Secret Society speech. So I downloaded it unlisted so that I could have it when I got home. Because I can do that, download it, and it'll be there at home waiting for me so that I could use it in the presentation I was making. In that time, it was struck for hate speech by the community guidelines. Get this, community guidelines. It was unlisted. Nobody saw it, okay? And they took the words in that JFK speech. I don't know how many words he must have used. Secret society, conspiracy, he used that word. So he used all the buzzwords in his speech. It didn't flag it for hate speech. It flagged it because of the content, right? But they used hate speech as a reason. Well, I'm glad that they did, because what they did was they gave me, like, really, that's defamation, because if you click on the video, it says, you know, content has been removed for blah, blah, blah. They're accusing me of being some sort of harassing hater or whatever. I mean, that's a Marxist concept anyway. But anyway, so I get a strike on my channel, and I figure, all right, well, I appeal this. There is no way that they can deny this appeal. There's just no way. This is the president, right? Who is assassinated, right? The liberal Democrat president, right? So I figure there is no way in hell that they're going to deny that. I put in the appeal, denied. Are you kidding me? The president of the United States, John F. Kennedy, they denied the appeal. Are you kidding me? It's getting
bad.
Well,
they murdered
the
man.
That's just taking exactly the point. Because right now, for some reason, and I've been pushing it, I don't know what's causing it, but for some reason, Michael Collins Piper's book and that whole JFK thing, UNS has written articles on it, and I'm not the only one. But we're trying to, the new generation of people, we're trying to teach them what real history is where the real dots are. I mean, certainly our theory, Piper's theory, which happens to be my theory on that event, we have a lot more facts to back us up than that, what do they call it, the magic bullet theory that supposedly hit him from behind, even though you see him coming out from behind the sign with his hands on his throat, entry wound to the throat. They thought it was a trach when they got to the hospital.
Yeah.
Lord knows, I've done enough of them, so I know, dude, he got shot in the throat. First.
Yeah, if you really want to see where the man shot from, watch the X-Files episode. Yeah, watch the X-Files episode called The Musings of the Cigarette Smoking Man. They show it. Dude, they tell you the truth in pictures.
I kid you not. I watched all of the footage. I never, ever, I swear to God, on my mother. Mom, I don't like to swear on you, but I have to this time. So you guys know that I'm telling you the truth, man. When I watched all of the footage some years back, and I saw a motorcycle cop swerve over to the side of the curb, the road, and lay his Harley down on the right side. Now, I'm a Harley rider. I got a Road King sitting right outside. You don't lay your Harley down on the right-hand side unless you get hit and you're in an accident. There was a storm grate right there, and I said, son of a bitch, that's where they got him from. I never heard it before, never heard it from another soul. And then, you know, a couple years later, here comes this theory. Now it's starting to come up to the, it's starting to come out. And I'm like, I'm not the only one that saw that. Went back and I couldn't find the footage. Now, I don't know. It might be out there, but I'm having a hard time trying to find the footage.
I have it.
Please send it to me. Because you know what? We have, if I go to court with this, I'm really thinking about this. Really thinking about taking him to court this time. I know I've talked about it before, but I think I have an ironclad case. Even if they want to start delving into trying to make me seem like some kind of kooky conspiracy theorist, I hope that they do it. I pray that they say those words in the courtroom, because what that will enable, that will open me up to being able to go down that road. Now, I don't know if they'll let me go down that road unless they mention it. But if they, you know how they're going to try and smear me. Oh, this is just some crazy conspiracy theorist. Thank you for saying that, Your Honor. Let's look at my facts as opposed to the government's, and put that up in front of the jury. They can't deny you. If they do, you appeal it.
Hey, Tom.
You'll get it in under appeal.
Tom.
What?
The coronavirus situation is so bad that I actually have an article that says, from Fox News, ISIS advises terrorists on coronavirus to avoid Europe for jihad.
Oh, Jesus. Did you hear the Israeli
general? When are we going to return to normal like it was before in the good old times?
Are they using Obama as their head of counsel, ISIS, I would imagine?
Hey, did you hear about the Israeli general that basically said we really don't want ISIS defeated in Syria? Like, okay, so can somebody please tell me again how Israel's interests match United States interests? Can somebody please try and float that lie to me again?
They're about as opposite as they can be in reality.
I when I heard that, I was like, I would, the next idiot that comes along that tells me that our interests are the same, I cannot wait to shove that bone. Well, you do the math.
You saw the Mossad chief going to Doha on the orders of Bibi, right? Just recently. In order to literally beg, in the article, it uses the word beg, B-E-G, in order to beg the leaders of Egypt and Qatari, okay, and the Qatari people, to not stop funneling money into Hamas, because that's why he went. They were saying they're going to stop funneling money into them. You know, they're terrorists. They're sick of what they're doing. No. Bibi got really upset, right? He sent his head chief of Mossad in person as a public, private ambassador, Bibi, to say, you're not going to do that. He demanded begged were the words. He begged them to stop it. Stop all talks of not funneling money into Hamas, because they need the terrorism to continue to justify their murderous IDF terrorism.
You almost made me pee myself on that one.
I can't make this stuff up.
Strange days indeed these are, when old people and children in school are taught falsehoods, and at once a man is called a fool for telling the truth, a lunatic and a fool for telling the truth. That was Plato. this is history repeating itself. Can you imagine Plato sitting back? Could you imagine Plato being here today, knowing what we know, right? Sitting here today. I don't think that he would have written that one word different. No, not one word different. Oh, my God.
Nope.
Where do you go from here? Do we have any any of that callers? I hope we didn't cut anybody off there. I can't see the board where I'm at right now. Do we have any callers?
We had a second caller, but a while ago. Look,
From now on, guys, when they come in, unless we're really into something that we can't be disturbed, callers, please call back in again. I apologize. I wasn't looking at the dialogue there. So if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Man, I got Lyme disease, so you might want to check on that too.
The second caller was Andrew, I believe, and the first was Mike.
Please call back if you're still listening.
In Texas, rather.
We're taking calls. So if you guys feel like calling back in, I really apologize. We'll try and get better at that. This is a new kind of two and three man operation here. So we're going to have to we'll work out the details and the bugs. Somebody will watch that and let me know or something, because I sometimes I can't do that.
Andy's here.
I got too much going on here. So you guys know also, I have three computers, and one after another, they've just been hit with, I don't know what. I don't get it. My computer guy doesn't get it. And Tom, the one that we have that helps us with that kind of stuff, he's moved, and he's done a lot. He's done so much for the network. And we really appreciate that. So, folks, if you really want to support what we're doing, by the way, I may be hosting Mike Rivera's show on Tuesday. So you might want to tune in for that. That would be interesting. But if you want to support what we're doing here, I really would appreciate it. We really could use it now. And, I don't ask often unless I need it. But if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com, rtrtruthmedia.com and hit on the donate button. That button works. For some reason, the PayPal me link that I posted everywhere, PayPal is telling me now, after I got like three or four emails from people that couldn't donate, they're telling me that there must be something wrong with the button, so that I should go and make a new button. And I said, you don't understand, the link that I have, the link is not working. Well, yeah, there's something wrong with the link, so you need to go back into your tools and make a new link. No, the link that I have is the one that I shared with everybody. This is you could, with a plugin. See, my friend was sitting there, and he does computer programming and design. He said, man, with a plugin, they could fix that with every customer that they have. That's somebody's messing with you. So there you have it. Andy in Texas is with us. Yeah, Andy, you're on.
There you go.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys. Well, you guys are talking. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm
shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, no, you guys were talking about all these funds that have been released to help all these wonderful people out. Well, I mean, it sounds good on paper, but let's really give it some thought here. I mean, they released $8.3 billion, the Congress voted that through and whatnot. So we don't really know what he's going to do with that. But then when he declares a state of emergency, he gets $50 billion. Now, how do we know that all these things, all these wonderful programs are going to do, like suspend the payments on college loans and they're going to pay for rent of people and all this? They're saying all this stuff, but how do we know that that money is not actually allocated for more chemtrails, more fluoride in our water, more...
We don't. It's a gangster.
That's what I'm saying. We never get any proof of where this money is being spent.
No. That's why I don't pay taxes. Hear that, IRS? I don't pay taxes. Come get me.
Neither do I.
Taxes since my first marriage.
Remember Ed and Lane Brown. I'll remember Ed and Lane Brown. Come and take it. Bastards.
Thank you so much for calling in, Andy. Do you have something else to
Andy,
cover?
Absolutely.
I was just going to say that they're not spending our tax money right now. They're spending our children's. Holy crap, we're at $24 trillion. I mean, our stock market and our national debt are almost even here. Anyway, that's all I got. Y'all have a good day.
Except, but you made a very good point there, except that it's all in fraud. It's all fraud. It's not constitutional currency. It's not constitutional currency. As a matter of fact, real sad fact is, folks, and our research proves this kind of conclusively, that government is a swindle. In and of itself, it's mind control swindle. It's a cult, and the ideology that has been able to control the entire world for far too long. And I never thought I would hear myself say that. I was, resurrect the republic. Let's take this back. And what is it that we're taking back? This thing that they killed in 1861. People will hear that, and I get all these accusations. The SPLC and the ADL, man. I want to bring back slavery. I don't want to bring it back. I want to end it. That's what the 14th Amendment created. It didn't set the slaves free. It gave them an illusion of temporary freedom compared to what their life was. But it enslaved them and us, all of us who fell and were duped into that jurisdiction out of D.C. We we all fell for it. We thought we were. And we ran when I was 17 years old to get my driver's license. Are you a U.S. citizen? Well, yes, I am. Give me my license so I can drive. Give me my permission slip. They never had the right to hold that permission slip to begin with. Never to begin with did they have that right.
Exactly.
And the Louisiana Court Justice, what did he say? Travel upon the open road is not a mere privilege. It is a right, a fundamental right. The right to travel, the right to be able to go from point A to point B to get your food or conduct your business, do whatever it is that you have to do, is a right. So how does it that the government, and this is the reason that I bring this up, is because this is something so simple that people can grasp, they can understand this. How does a government that where a right is involved, no rulemaking shall be allowed? That's another Supreme Court decision. Where a right is involved, no rulemaking shall be made. Okay, how does a government turn around, define it as a right, and then flip itself upside down and say, oh, and by the way, since it's not really a right, well, it's really a privilege, because now we have like tar that we put on the ground that you travel on. Okay. Like,
yeah.
And that's really it. I mean, it applied to commercial vehicles, the licensing and the applied to commercial vehicles, because commercial vehicles take an additional wear and tear on the road, but that can all be covered by excise taxes through gasoline. We don't need a government to license them and do all of that with that money. Yeah. It's so insidious where it started.
Where do you think the word royalty comes from, right?
Kicking back to the king. Or register.
That's what we're really doing.
Register, Regis. Register is the region.
And after
Regis,
after
register.
The break, we have Dave from New York after the break. Please hold on, Dave. Yeah. We want to hear from you after the break. Thank you.
Like your parents both did, everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Oh,
Direct Republic. Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, that music.
Oh, yeah, man. I love doing it, man. I want to start doing all my own music. I mean, covers are fine, but doing all my own music on the videos and everything because, you know, I feel it's more rewarding, but you don't get hit with as many copyright strikes either when you use a little clip of somebody else's music.
Yeah. Especially when you have the talent that you truly do have, Tom. I mean, I love you. So, like,
I appreciate that.
But I mean it. You really
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And anybody sends in a donation today, which would be very appreciated, rtrtruthmedia.com. I'll send you a bunch of songs or stuff that I've recorded, and I and my friends and stuff have recorded. One of them we're trying to get kind of fixed. It was a recording when I was playing in a band some years ago, but I was late. And I was on my Harley, and I was late to the gig. It was a really big bar and kind of like a blues place, right? And I stopped on the side of the road on my cell phone. I'm like, look, I was the bouncers. They were really mad. And I was like, go to my band. Tell them to play Call Me the Breeze. Start Lynyrd Skynyrd, Call Me the Breeze. Just tell them to start now. I'm about two, three, four, maybe four minutes out, right? I pulled up, and I said, tell the bouncers when I get there to open up the – they had these double doors in the front. I said, and make sure that there's a clearing on the dance floor. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, just do it. They'll love it. It'll make up for them being pissed off that we're not there. Trust me. Just do this, right? So I pull up. The doors open up, and I ride the Harley right up to the stage, hop off, and start singing Call Me the Breeze. I tell you what, it was probably the most fun I had in my life. Man, there was joints being thrown at us, and girls were losing their shirts, and there was a couple clubs that were there. It was awesome, dude. It was great.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we don't have much time left. We got Dave still on from New York.
No. Oh, no. Dave, you still with us?
No, man. I didn't want to.
I got one big question for you guys. Why are you talking around about silly stuff when you know I got a couple points to make here? So we got to make this fast.
Sorry, man. Well, it's not silly, man. It's just reminiscing of some good days.
I know, but you can do that at the bar. Oh. Don't drink Corona.
I don't go to the bar anymore. I don't go there anymore, but go ahead. Make your point.
Good. 30 to 60 seconds, could you respond to this? Is the United States a corporation, administrative, not the republic? Is there a corporation, the United States corporation?
Yes. Very simply, yes.
Yes. We're the United States is not a country. It's not a country. It never really was. It's a union.
I know that.
It was a union, but now it's a corporation. Yes, the United States Corporation. Britain. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It didn't change to a corporation. A corporation was established, and the other still does exist, right?
I sort of disagree, only, but probably just over little details. But I agree with the gist of what you're saying. Yes. Yes. I do agree with you.
Been a corporation, and I can show you the documentation if anybody's interested.
Yeah, well, it was a trade association.
Thanks for watching, listening.
But yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
I have to have fool with.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.